Raining and light, worry. Worry. A little bit, and with all things, is natural. A lot of it, and over everything, might be harmful. Worry takes and gives energy. How much energy it takes is up to us. How much energy it gives is also up to us. The consumption of our mind with worry can make us sick. If we remember and believe that by leading with our spirit we can heal ourselves, we are in good shape. The energy that we use for worry can be shifted, and so that we benefit. What if we shift our energy to prayer, meditation, and action, and so that no matter the outcome of the situation, we are able to carry on? Unfortunately, even though some worry is natural, it is not always helpful. The funny thing is that no matter what, life keeps going and situations will keep coming our way. The situations aren't always tests of our faith, commitments, or willpower. They are simply just parts of life. And the lessons that we learn from them are our facts of life. One fact of life is that if we're here, we must live, and living is breathing. Breathing is living. Deep breaths in and slow breaths out. We might as well begin to appreciate the minutes of the day, and perhaps, just like that, making each one count. If we take just 1 minute out of our day to breathe with purpose, we are moving our worries. We are transferring the energy, and so that we are able to balance our mind, body, and spirit. Deep breaths in and slow breaths out. Excessive worries grow and fester when we are out of our balance. Balance just isn't something that we can hold endlessly. We have to keep coming back to our parts to achieve it. Breathing intentionally supports our balance. Balance comes from clarity. Clarity comes from moments of calm and through breathing. Deep breaths in and slow breaths out. We've earned this moment of calm. Calm, the opposite of worry. And we've earned this moment just by living. Worry is a great deal of concern. Worry is an uneasiness and one that lends to anxiety, because our mind drifts from the present and to whatever we believe the trouble is, and it takes a seat. Worry changes our mental presentation and our physical character, and it gives zero regard to our spirit. So, life is a great teacher. We have to grow through things and get through them to understand and trust that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And especially when we are submerged in that great abyss of worry. Here's another reason we need partners, or a partner in life. We need them to throw us a lifeline and help to pull us up by reminding us that it all will pass. When we are submerged, we forget our strength. We may panic and forget to swim, or even just float until it all passes. Worry not only takes energy, it also takes time. Because we're aware that some worrying is natural and just one of the many taxes that we pay for being human, we might as well schedule time, and just like anything else, for worry. When we consider habits that can make us more successful, we realize that creating a daily schedule is one of them. Therefore, we carve out just a few minutes of the day for worry. And this is if we aren't ready to stop worrying. Right after the worrying, we'll have to commit to prayer or meditation to ease the worry. Prayer and meditation is a moment of mindfulness. Through the mindfulness, we connect with ourselves. We complete a systems check on our body, noting the areas of tension, and prepare to release them with breathing and small, gentle movements of where the tension may sit. These movements are exercise and a great way to relieve the stress in our body. In this life, we must take action. We must be prepared to move what we want to be moved, noting that there is a time and place for everything. In certain instances, in those of mindfulness, we sit still and bask in the present and without any force, push or pull. In instances of physical exercises, we are moving our emotions along and naturally through the release of those endorphins, our body's own healing mechanism. When our brain releases endorphins, our body begins to feel better. Know that consistency is important and that we must fit physical activity into our daily or even weekly schedule. If we're able to set aside time for worry, we may be able to begin to plan, making plans for our day so that we can attempt to follow the plan, knowing that things might not always go according to plan. And as we make plans, think about what is in our control and what is not in our control. If we accept our design and the fact that much of what we need lies within, then we can understand that because of the many emotions that we experience serve a purpose, it is sometimes our lack of balance or consideration of it that allows emotions to go into overdrive. Worry is supposed to create a sense of vigilance within us. Worry is supposed to be an alert for us and a call to action for us. Worry can be a preventative measure and an aid when used as intended. Worry turns to anxiety when we begin to perseverate over the future and what hasn't or might not occur. Worry is a chemical reaction and doesn't mix well with the spirit all the time, anyways. Worry can keep us from sleeping or resting well. Worry can be about both actual and potential problems. When we worry, we may place ourselves into a state of chaos, a state of fear, a state of pain, and a state of misery. Some of the chaos may be proven unnecessary as we discover in time that about 80 to 85% of our worries may never come into fruition. Know that while there is a negative side to worry, there is also a positive side to it, and just the same as everything else. While we accept that a little bit of worry makes us human, keeps us on our toes, helps us to remember, and keeps us vigilant, more worry than this tells us that it is time to consider solutions. It is time to investigate, to research, to collaborate, time to solicit help, and problem solve. Worry can solve as motivation. After we've given ourselves a break, and because everything that we go through and grow through is all a part of the human experience, and we are learning as we grow. What we know now, we may not have known before, but now that we know, we are better and maybe better prepared to make better decisions. If we worry about paying our bills, we may work harder. If we worry about our health, we may see a doctor, exercise, and make healthier eating choices. If we worry about a loved one, we may call them, play them a song, or play a song that reminds us of them, or write a note to them. And even if we can't give it to them, we hold it for them. If we worry about death, we may choose to live and live our best life and by taking measures to create peace. When peace is a challenge mentally and physically, we create it spiritually and through silent actions with meditation and prayer and sometimes just between our very own mind, body, and spirit. When we worry, and especially about what is to come or might not happen, accept the pieces of peace. In this, be reminded to hope for the best and brace for the worst. Doing the two may lessen the impact of any news that we may receive. Know that worry involves a focus on the future, and rumination involves a dwelling on the past. Try not to suppress our worry. It may become more intense. Try to find ways to move around, inside and outside, and to occupy ourselves with healthy distractions. Worry, and this too shall pass. Worry, be prepared for the passing by raining and light.